The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The Grow with Aldi supplier development program is back. Grow with Aldi is now in its fourth year. It was developed in partnership with On Board Bia to help small and medium producers develop their brand and potentially build their businesses. There are over 120 suppliers involved in Grow with Aldi 2021. 61 food, drink and non-food suppliers have won new contracts with Aldi. In this new series, Henry McKean meets food producers and, for the first time, non-food producers who are taking part. So Henry spoke to Emma Jane Leeson in Kildare, who self-published the children's book series Johnny Magori. The story about Johnny Magori has been told to kids by parents, usually in a bid to kind of wind them up a bit. Will I begin it? That's all that's in it.
I've got Johnny Magori in The Magical Wild here, which was the first book that I have, and the blue book, basically, that'll be in Aldi stores. So this is the first book I ever brought out, so I love reading this book. So I'll tell you a story about Johnny Magori and the adventures he has with his trusty dog, Rory. He's a clever boy who's 6 years old. He's usually good, but he's sometimes bold. Now, every morning when Johnny wakes up, he slurps his apple juice from his cup, and then he gobbles his porridge with jam or honey. He doesn't mind which, because they're both so yummy. And when he finishes, he licks his lips to say, "That was grand, Mammy. Now, what'll we do today?" So every day they do something new, like go to the beach or make and do. My name is Emma Jane Leeson, and I am the author and owner of Johnny Magori.
Emma Jane, tell me a little bit about your books and about how you got to get them published and about your background.
So I basically wrote a book based on the stories my dad told me as a child. So we had brilliant childhood. Mam read us a book every night, and then my father would come in and tell us a story about Johnny Magori. Will I begin it? That's all that's in it. Basically, a lot of people will know that rhyme anyway who are Irish. It's about 300 years old, if not more. He told us them as kids, and when I had my daughter then, a couple of years after, I wrote down books.
This Johnny Magori story, is it mythical? You think it's up to 300 years old?
Yeah, so, and I only know that because people have come to me and said that their granny, their great granny, their this, that, the other, you know, the type of way. So tracing it back through generations is how I've come to that that figure. But I always thought growing up that only daddy made up that rhyme, and nobody else in the whole world ever knew what we were talking about. So
you're a mum, you're also a successful businesswoman. How come you decided, you know what, I'm going to write a book, I'm going to publish a book?
So I self-published from the outset. So my background was HR, I suppose, in corporate world. So I was in Bordnemona at the time, coming up to my 30th, and Mam said, "Will you not do something with your books?" So I self-published because I really and truly had no intention of being a writer or going down this type of route, I suppose, where I am now. So I got the first book out and then kind of started growing organically, really. People, I know that story about Johnny Magori, my granny said it, so on and so forth, kind of buy a copy off you. So I moved on then. I was in the central bank and got another book out, and then was finally in Kerry Group and got another book out and realised then that there's possibly something here. But my kids were at the age then as well where I think I was looking for, I suppose, a more at home. Now, I didn't realise I would be at home for the full
last year. And we're at home at the moment here in Kildare.
We are indeed, and we have been here all year. But I was just looking for a different lifestyle, I suppose, kind of stepping back from the corporate world, and could see the opportunity in this. So turned it into a business as opposed to becoming an author. So the books are still entirely self-published, but I always had that idea of, well, actually, I'm not just a writer. And I suppose that's been one of my biggest challenges, actually convincing the likes of, say, the local enterprise office or Enterprise Ireland, etc., that I'm not a writer, that, yes, the Arts Council is fantastic and I'd love to fall under that belt, but it's not, it's a business. And I want this to be a global brand, and I want it to be a TV animation series. So,
and that's the thing. I mean, you gave up a hugely successful career, and you took a punt, and it has been a success. And you're now with Grow with Aldi, and the fact that your book will be across all their stores, over 146 of them across the nation. How does that feel?
It is absolutely incredible. So there's no two ways about that. So I seen that they were kind of opening up the Grow with Aldi program to, I suppose, non-food for the first time ever. Could see the synergies, could see the opportunities, knew that my books would sit there well. So I suppose entered us into the competition, knew then I'd have a bit of a funny pitch on my hands in terms of convincing the buyers, but I suppose, again, was lucky. So the Aldi guys, a lot of them had heard the story about Johnny Magori growing up as well. could see then the books are guaranteed Irish, really ticks a lot of the boxes in terms of falling into the category of their shoppers. So it's just, it is amazing. I cannot believe it.
And you actually like shopping there too, don't you?
I have done for years in Aldi and Clane. Yes, that is the shopping.
You've worked with some very, very well-known artists, some very, very well-known illustrators, and also this animation coming up.
Kim Shaw from County Kilkenny has been our illustrator, and Kim is just fantastic. The books, they're a testament to her, basically. So she is really and truly amazing. She got Johnny McGory out of my head primarily and put him down on paper. So then I had the opportunity to work with Don Conroy on one of my books, then The Forest Flacule, which purely came from chance on my arm and asking him, and he agreed. So The Forest Flacule book will be in the Aldi in June as well. The whole idea was always to turn it into an animation series. So my daughter, like, she's 16 now, but she would have sat at the table when she was small and listening to Dora the Explorer. She was speaking Spanish. She was expecting iguanas to be in the garden.
Wow.
But I always went, why on earth can't children across the world speak a couple of fuckle and expect, I don't know, pine martens or corncrakes or badgers or whatever it is to be out in the garden? So that was always the big idea, and I'm absolutely thrilled we got our first round of development funding from Screen Ireland in March in partnership with Elk Studios in Dundalk to basically go ahead and develop the Johnny McGory TV animation series.
So it's a really incredibly exciting time for you, and we're actually here in your garden, in your, would you call it, writer's workshop, and you do help kids, don't you, illustrate as well, don't you, and write?
So definitely when I was leaving Kerry Group, I had said from the outset that I needed to set up an office. So I kind of, before that, I had the spare room with, had a desk in it or whatever, but yeah, I got my shipping container and had it ready. Now, it didn't look like it does now, I suppose.
It does look fantastic beside the big woods.
I know, but my husband, my cousin and my brother-in-law, my parents, everybody's just been fantastic. So put in a big set of double doors into it so I could see out into the garden here, and we're blessed where we live. It's quite open and country. So, yeah, but the idea was to have that to write and to do business, and it has been an absolute lifesaver during lockdown, thank God.
What inspires you? Tell us a little bit about some of the stories.
Nature. So this is it. So the whole idea, the way my dad told us the stories when we were small, we couldn't wait to get outside the next morning and have adventures and try and find badgers and try and climb trees and look for red squirrels or whatever it was. So that's exactly what I wanted to have in the book. So each of them is to basically get kids outside, get them learning about Irish wildlife, get them learning about the heritage, but in a fun way. So they're all written in rhyme and covers topics. The Forest Flacule is one. Then there's Irish legends and a staycation around Ireland in a camper van, and, you know, mentioning animals that, yes, they'll hear every day, but then ones that they mightn't as well. So say the likes of, we have badgers and foxes in it, but then there'll also be pine martens and corncrakes and buzzards, and, you know, all that type of stuff is mentioned too. So the whole idea is to try and inspire children. So they're not just a book, it's an experience. So I want the child, so say they have the story read to them at night time, they will look then, it's on the back of the book, we have a free Irish wildlife directory online, there's tons of outdoor explorer guides and nature hunts that they can download, and hopefully that'll, you know, spark that little bit of, oh, okay, so when I'm on my walk tomorrow, I actually might have a look in the hedgerows and see what I can spot in the hedgerows, or I'll have a look at the garden birds and learn what they're called in Irish or whatever it is, like, you know. So it's definitely trying to inspire, I suppose, a future generation of children just to be more connected, and it's brilliant. Lockdowns have helped with that, definitely.
Any Aldi store will have them. How does that make you feel?
I keep saying it's amazing, it's incredible, but I don't have any other words. It is amazing and it's incredible. So
what do your parents think? What does the family think?
My parents, they are absolutely thrilled. So I do come from an entrepreneurial background. They all, like, you know, run their businesses. But when I did get worried and when it did go through, my mother, as all Irish mammies would say, turned around and went, "Jeannie, I'm delighted. It's brilliant news. But I never really thought Anton would ever come at this."
We've got a copy of The Adventures of Johnny McGory and the Farmyard Fiesta just out. So this is quite personal. Family are in this.
Yeah, so Kim Shaw, as always, has just done an incredible job, and she actually illustrated my mammy and daddy and my good neighbour Jim, basically Jim Heffernan, into the book, and they're absolute ringers for it, along with Lily May being my daughter Lily. So Johnny snuggles into his bed, the day's adventure in his head, and his mammy kisses him goodnight, and then she turns out the light. Good night, Johnny McGory.
And so there you go, Henry McKean, chatting to Emma Jane Leeson, whose Johnny McGory children's books have been picked to be part of the Grow with Aldi development programme. And also you can check out the video of Emma Jane Leeson up on the News Talk social media platforms.